From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pro-government forces in Libya say they have taken control of the Islamic State's headquarters in the city of Sirte. The statement was issued by forces loyal to Libya's government of national accord. The U.S. has been carrying out airstrikes aimed at pushing IS out of Sirte. Russia's defense ministry says it will stop firing around the Syrian city of Aleppo for 3 hours each day so humanitarian aid can be delivered to the city. Russia made the announcement Wednesday, saying the humanitarian windows would run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. local time starting the following day. The ceasefire is to include aviation and artillery strikes. That's Russia's President Vladimir Putin accusing Ukraine of choosing terrorism over peace. Those comments came Wednesday following reports of foiled attacks in Crimea that Mr. Putin says were orchestrated by Ukrainian military and intelligence forces. Mr. Putin said what he called the attempt to provoke an uptick in violence was an effort to distract public opinion. Wednesday marks the fifth day of the 2016 Rio Olympics with medal rounds in several high-profile sports. It could prove to be an eventful one. Team USA is poised to lead in swimming events Wednesday, with at least six athletes competing in medal rounds. Brazil needs to win or face elimination when its men's football team takes on Denmark Wednesday night. Both men and women competed in the road cycling events Wednesday. Team USA squares off against Australia in basketball. Other medal events include men's 50-meter pistol shooting, men's slalom canoeing, and several divisions of judo. This is VOA News.